How to Pick an IUL Company: The One Factor Nobody Talks About, by Ryan Richardson, Lightstrats. Rate integrity, not cap rate. Companies can quietly lower caps after you sign. How to spot a bait and switch carrier before you commit 30 years. Most people shopping for an IUL compare cap rates and pick the highest number. That's how you get burned 20 years in. The number that matters is rate integrity. How a company has managed its cap rates, loan rates, and costs over time. Not what they're offering today. Carriers can quietly cut caps from 12% to 5% for existing clients while marketing 12% to new ones. You're committing to 30 years with this company. A flashy rate on day one means nothing if they have it by year five. The bait and switch that built the IUL criticism. Cap rates change whenever a carrier wants. Insurance companies can lower your cap rate, raise your loan rate, and adjust internal costs. No regulatory ceiling stops them. If a company wants to attract new clients with a 12% cap, they do it by quietly dropping existing clients from 12% to 7% or 5%. That's not hypothetical. It's documented. You're signing a 20 to 30 year contract. A rate that looks great on day one is meaningless if the company cuts it in half by year five to fund the next wave of new sales. That's the bait and switch, and it's one of the most legitimate criticisms of the IUL industry. Rate integrity is a track record, not a promise. It's asking how a carrier treated existing policyholders over the last 10 to 15 years. Did they hold caps steady when interest rates dropped? Did they manage loan rates in the client's favor? Or did they protect their own margins and let the policyholder absorb the hit? What rate integrity looks like? When I'm selecting a carrier, the cap rate today is almost a footnote. What I'm looking at is, how did this company behave when things got hard? Our number one carrier doesn't always post the highest cap rate. It holds the top spot because its history of managing rates in the client's favor over decades is the strongest in the industry, and our number two earned its rank the same way. Both have shown they won't gut your policy to fund a marketing campaign. We name both and walk through the rate history behind the ranking on a strategy call. Rate integrity also applies to participating loan rates. In a properly structured BankLite policy, your loan comes from the carrier and your cash value keeps earning inside the policy at the same time. You're double dipping. Your $100,000 is compounding in the policy while borrowed $80,000 works in a deal. But that only works if the loan rate stays reasonable. A carrier that jacks up loan rates after you're locked in turns that asset into a liability fast. What to actually look for? Here's the checklist when evaluating a carrier. Ask your advisor to show historical cap rate data. Not illustrated rates. Not marketing materials. The actual 10-year history. If they can't produce it, that's a problem. Ask the current loan rate and whether it's fixed or variable. Ask how it's moved over the past decade. Repeated moves against policyholders tell you how they'll behave under pressure. Check the carrier's structure. Mutual companies have a fiduciary obligation to policyholders. Stock companies answer to shareholders. The incentive structure matters. Mutual companies, by design, have more reason to manage rates in your interest. At least 95% of IULs are structured wrong, and most failures come from a bad agent or a bad carrier, in that order. Even a perfectly structured policy falls apart if the carrier quietly erodes returns over two decades. Carrier selection deserves as much scrutiny as structure itself. Frequently asked questions. What's the difference between a cap rate on the illustration and the actual cap rate I'll get? The illustrated cap is the carrier's highest historical rate, used to show best-case scenarios. The actual cap can be lower and changes annually. What you're looking for is the 10-year average, the floor the carrier typically holds, and how often they cut caps for existing clients. History tells you more than any single year's number. How often do carriers change cap rates and loan rates? Annually. Carriers set new caps each year based on interest rates, portfolio performance, and profitability targets. They will change. The real question is whether they've managed changes fairly for existing clients over time or cut them aggressively to fund new sales. Why does your top carrier rank higher than companies offering 1 to 2% more on the cap? Because an extra 1 to 2% on the illustrated cap means nothing if the company cuts it by 5% 5 years later. Our top carrier's track record shows caps held more stable over time. That consistency matters more than any single year's peak rate. You're signing a 30-year contract. Is a mutual company always better than a stock company? Mutual companies have a structural incentive to manage rates in the client's favor because they're owned by policyholders. Stock companies answer to shareholders, which can create pressure to maximize short-term profits at the expense of long-term client returns. It's not absolute, but the incentive structure matters, and the carriers at the top of our list have that alignment working in their favor. How do I know if a carrier is running a bait and switch? Ask an existing policyholder what their cap rate was at issue versus today. Ask your advisor about caps offered 5 years ago versus now. If the pattern is consistent drops for existing clients while new rates stay high, that's the switch. Rate history and advisor comparisons reveal it. Carriers can't hide a 10-year pattern. The best IUL company is the one that's still managing your policy fairly when the headlines fade and the sales calls stop. Choose based on track record, not the number on the brochure. This has been a LightStrats article, narrated. To talk through how any of this applies to your own money, book a strategy call at LightStrats.com.